In a report released today, Connecticut economists say the state's economy is gaining momentum. WSHU's Craig LaMolle reports they say how and why the economy moves is more complicated than politicians might suggest on the campaign trail.
In the new issue of the quarterly publication called The Connecticut Economy, UConn economist Stephen Lanza says the state's economy went from a standstill in the last quarter of 2012 to gaining 3,000 jobs in the first quarter of this year, then doubling that in the second quarter, with even more job gains shown in a July report.
The indications are, both from the jobs numbers themselves and from other corroborating statistics, that the economy is moving in the right direction and probably picking up some speed.
Even so, there's still a ways to go. While New York and Massachusetts are back at the job numbers they had before the recession, Lanza says Connecticut has recovered only about half of the jobs lost in that time. And while politicians on both sides of the aisle argue about what policies have succeeded or need to be tried, Lanza says the decisions they make may have limited impact. He analyzes the internal and external forces on the state's economy in an article in the new issue.
Most of the variation in Connecticut's job performance traces not to Connecticut, but to what's going on in the Northeast generally or in the U.S. as a whole.
Lanza says maybe a quarter of what happens in Connecticut's economy can be traced to factors within the state, and public policy can't even control that whole portion. But he says even though we can't expect miracles from public policies, the state should still evaluate them rationally and choose ones that set us on the right path. Craig LaMolt, WSHU News.